dope, 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 opium. Reef, 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 a snoop full of snow. Op, 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 opium. Goofball, goofball. A dope, 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 opium. Reef, 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 for away we go. Op, 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 opium. Fly up high with me. I wanna turn it on with you inside my cozy den. Get on, you're my hero. You're my heroine. Ha! Rot, 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 rot. A beep, 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 sniff a pot. A boop, 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 boop. Morphine, morphine. A rot, 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 rot. A beep, 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 mainline shot. Boop, 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 boop. Dilated eye. Do, walk a 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 do. Drunk. Do, walk a 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 do. Junk. Do, walk a 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 do. Kicks. Do, walk a 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 do. Take it. Six. You're my spoon of sugar. Then you're my poppy seed. Let's connect together, inhaling loco weed. Cut, 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 cuddly poo. A tranquil mill town just won't do. Kiss, 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 kissily do. Cocaine is good for you. Tea for two and two for tea. A horse for you and a monkey for me. Euphoria and ecstasy alone. Together, huck, 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 cuddly walk. Sit around and drag that drug. Vo, 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 yo. I hope the cops don't know about it.
Who's that wicked-looking man over there? Who is he?
Hey, kids, come here a minute. I gotta go thing for you. I'm a Salvatore Scungio, and I'ma bring you something from the old country. Some Pakistani bliss of hashish to blow your head right off. I brought it from the real old country. Ah, come on, kids. You like it?
For you, kids, and all of you other kids out there in Radioland, support your government's seemingly hopeless struggle against the scourge of expanding consciousness, which is sweeping Radioland. Learn to say no, and say it often. A message from your government hand-to-hand with the Advertising Services Service of Babylon.
Are falling, comes a fellow everyone knows. It's the old dope peddler, spreading joy wherever he goes. Every evening you will find him around our neighborhood. It's the old dope peddler, doing well by doing good. He gives the kids free samples because he knows full well that today's young innocent faces will be tomorrow's clientele. Here's a cure for all your troubles. Here's an end to all distress. It's the old dope peddler with his powdered happiness.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. I dwell in a dark dominion away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hot old hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. Starts a prowling out among the young lambs, howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat
full of sly tricks. Spends his evenings chasing fly chicks. 10 to 1, he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only kicks they're after. Shady lady and her after lady, undercover she knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now wild horses couldn't stop her when she's on a manhunt for kicks. Kicks, yeah, yeah, looking for kicks. Just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's simple servant sent to get you in a fix. So look me up just anytime. The name is Mr., name is Mr., name is Mr. Kick.
This is your brain. And this is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. This is your brain on drugs with 2 strips of bacon. This is your brain on drugs with 1 pound of ground beef, 1 can of crushed tomatoes, 1/2 cup of milk, and 1 bay leaf. This is your brain on drugs, with a street crew working in the next brain. And this is your brain on drugs when you've left it on the stove too long, and it caused a kitchen fire that spread to the neighborhood of your brain. Any questions? The Partnership for a Brain-Free America.
Yeah. In the bright sunshine, they do a little boogie woogie all the time. They do the Hattie Call Boogie,
Hattie Call Boogie,
the Hattie Call Boogie,
Hattie Call Boogie.
The Hattie Call Boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. Standing on the corner with a bottle in my hand, and up stepped the mama, said, "My Hattie Call man, she done the Hattie Call Boogie,
Hattie Call Boogie,
the Hattie Call Boogie,
Hattie Call Boogie,
the Hattie Call Boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time." I went down to the farm to rest about a week, but the farmer's wife, she got to walking in her sleep. She done the Hattie Call Boogie.
Hattie Call Boogie.
The Hattie Call Boogie.
Hattie Call Boogie.
The Hattie Call Boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. If your radiator leaks and your motor stands still, give her a Hattie Call and watch her boogie up the hill. She'll do the Hattie Call Boogie.
Hattie Call Boogie.
The Hattie Call Boogie.
Hattie Call Boogie.
The Hattie Call Boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. The rooster and the hen standing in the shade. The rooster done the boogie while the hen laid the egg. He done the Hattie Call Boogie.
Hattie Call Boogie.
The Hattie Call Boogie.
Hattie Call Boogie.
The Hattie Call Boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time. The other little chickens, they gathered around. They done the boogie-woogie till the sun went down. They done the Hattie Call Boogie.
Hattie Call Boogie.
The Hattie Call Boogie.
Hattie Call Boogie.
The Hattie Call Boogie makes you boogie-woogie all the time.
Doorway and rolls down the hall. She'll bounce off the sofa right into the wall. It's easy to see as she buckles and bends. She's doing quaaludes again, quaaludes again, quaaludes again. If you got a role, you know for sure she's your friend. She's doing quaaludes again. She mumbles and stumbles and falls down the stairs, makes love to the leg of the dining room chair. She's ready for animals, women or men. She's doing quaaludes again, quaaludes again, 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 quaaludes again, and again. Have you got a lemon, a dog, and three women? She's your doing quaaludes
again. One, maybe 3 hours outside of Memphis, making good time and driving smooth, on course for the Elvis Presley souvenir shopping mall and pharmacy. It was only a 51 Hudson, but it was running like a dream, and about the only thing that stopped it being a perfect day, but I couldn't get anything on the radio but Bobby Rydell, Howard Stern, or else Oral Roberts ready to strike me dead if I didn't send him money. All in all, though, I was feeling pretty good. which made it come as something of a major surprise that I never made it to Memphis. For my own fault. I should never have taken those pills that were offered me in the men's room by a Mexican in a lime green matador suit that not even Prince would have the gall to wear. I was in his Denny's somewhere along the way. I'd only pulled in for a pack of cigarettes, a cup of coffee, some Jim Thompson fantasy about the waitress. I never stop at a place that only sells non-alcoholic beer. Moosey Den, check. Now, the Mexican, he wanted $5 a pop for these fuckers. But maybe I shouldn't have taken 10, but I was in the mood for conspicuous consumption. And the ghost of Elvis was at my shoulder. Maybe I should have suspected that something was up when the Mexican made a secret hand signal and vanished. Carlos Castaneda comes in all shapes and sizes. Even then though, there in that men's room, I never suspected that I wouldn't make it to Memphis. It already started with the flickerings at the corner of my eye that I dismissed at the time as being a result of not having slept for 48 hours straight. The bats came later. At first, they were content to loiter in the periphery of my vision, but after a while, they got real bold and started flying alongside the car in formation, like they were planning to bomb Dresden. It got really bad. I was going down this slight incline, but there was another car in sight. And then I ran into this waist-deep Hammer horror Edgar Allan Poe mist. And I began to realize that I wasn't going to make it to Memphis. Could get on the radio is the angelic choir, and now the signs are written in Hittite, and at any moment Rod Serling is going to come marching through the windshield offering me for your consideration. Oh God, oh Graceland, am I in a lot of trouble. I have lost all sense of motion, my hands are turning blue. And there's definitely something wrong with space and time. And the Hudson has started to glow. Oh, shit! Here comes the monolith! What did I do to end up here? Like some post-Einstein selfie flying Dutchman in a wormhole that I can't get out of. Because in here there's no such direction as out. Life's a bitch, and then you're infinite, and I never made it to Memphis. I never made it to Memphis. I never made it.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, good golly, Miss Molly, and whatever else you can think of. All right, let's just cut it out. Get back to business here. KBC here with another edition of the Bit Slap, and of course we're looking at drugs today. Yeah, it used to be a fun thing. Now it's the demon of all kind. Anybody who does drugs is an enemy of the nation, or at least some people would have you believe. First of all, let me just tell you that, of course, I am still having audio problems. It seems to me that the problem is the input line into the actual computer. It seems to have shorted out and will no longer work. So all the stuff is going through the headphone jack, which is not the way you want to do these things. All right, there's a different impedance factor and it overloads easily. And I'm really sorry. I'm working on it. I will probably have to buy a new computer, which is not what I wanted to do. All right. But anyway, let's get back to the business at hand. We started out with the Silos, and what sounded like a really good idea at the time, but really didn't work out so well. And my lawyer has advised me not to speak any more about it, except to tell you the title. Let's get some drugs and drive around. Kids, don't do this at home. Alan and Greer, after that, Snootful of Snow. Alan and Greer were Jake Holmes and his wife at the time. Later on, when they went through a traumatic divorce, he constructed an album around it entitled Letter to Catherine December. I guess that's his wife. I don't think that's her real name, but we're going to let it go. We heard from Heavy Guns and Say No Often. They had a really kind of neat drug-centered album. Good taste prevents me from playing more of it for you. The Old Dope Peddler was Tom Lehrer, followed by Oscar Brown Jr., Mr. Kicks. This Is Your Brain by Harry Shearer. This Is Your Brain on, with two slices of toast. The Dramatics after that, Devil Is Dope. I Couldn't Get High was the Fugs. Had to Call Band gave us Had to Call Boogie. Had a Call was one of those fake medicines back in the 30s and 40s. I guess it was in the 40s and the early 50s. Turned out to be just alcohol. That's why it made you feel good. We heard Bobby Bear and She's Doing Quaaludes Again. Mick Barron and Jack Lancaster. Memphis Psychosis and Mojo Nixon. With or without Skid Roper, I Ain't Gonna Piss in No Jar. All right, so let's get back to business.
Folk music is high-class music. There's a lot of low-class people singing it. Matter of fact, most so-called folk singers don't even look like folk. Folk song tells true stories, but terrible stories, because folk are terrible. Terrible songs make big songs. Why do you think kids like rock and roll? Because it's terrible. Do you think they're going to listen to the Philadelphia Symphony, 101 Strings? Why do you think I like cocaine running around my heart and then running around my brain? I woke up. Good old cocaine. Come here, mama. Come here quick. Oh, cocaine got me, mama, and I. some cocaine. I crave cocaine, but I can't find nothing here in Atlanta. Going back down to South Georgia, down to Fix Jail, down to Dr. Hale's drugstore. All these old doctors in Atlanta want your money. I'm tired of waking up feeling bad every morning, drinking this old bad liquor. I want something to pep me up. Dr. Hale give you what you want, like a doctor's supposed to do. Most of y'all know what's happening, meet me under the clothesline, cause that's where I hang out.
I went down the Fix Jail, down the Dr. Hale.
Greatest guy. I've been known to take drugs, drink bourbon and rye, and I'm not usually the sort that likes to complain. But everybody's talking about how times are so rough, and everybody's still out tooting that stuff, spending all their hard-earned cash on that cocaine. Well, I'm not saying it doesn't make you feel good. At $125 a gram, it certainly should. And you do enough, you feel good for about a half an hour. Now, in the meantime, you've just blown your rent, half your bill money, your car payment, on what is probably nothing more than a capful of xylocaine and flour.
Cocaine,
cocaine has his whole damn town gone insane. It's a Peruvian plot to break this country, give us the jitters, steal all our money. Well, I'm much too cheap to ever buy cocaine. Now, if a friend stops by and he happens to have a taste of a couple of lines that might otherwise go to waste, well, my arm could be twisted to help a guy like that out. But when he asks me the big question, if I want to buy anything, well, that's when I hear the telephone ring. Or my neighbor's brat kid in the apartment upstairs begins to shout. Now, here's what I'm leading up to, folks. Until there's a government subsidy to buy cocaine for cheap bastards like me, I'll be good and goddamned if I'm giving any South American my hard-earned dough. I'm already helping the Arabs to purchase the world, putting polar bear coats on these cute little Japanese girls. So don't even ask, neighbors. The answer is no. Cocaine. Cocaine has his whole damn town gone insane. It's a Colombian plot to break this country, give us the jitters and steal all our money. Well, I'm much too cheap to ever buy cocaine. Well, I'm much too cheap to ever buy cocaine.
nothing if I feel good all the time.
So now, little man. So now, little man, you've grown tired of grass, LSD, acid, cocaine, and hash, and someone pretending to be a true friend said, I'll introduce you to Miss Heroin. Well, honey, before you start fooling with me, just let me inform you of how it will be. For I will seduce you and make you my slave. I've sent men much stronger than you to their graves. You think you could never become a disgrace and end up addicted to poppy seed waste? So you'll start inhaling me one afternoon. You'll take me into your arms very soon. And once I have entered deep down in your veins, the craving will nearly drive you insane. You'll need lots of money, as you have been told. For darling, I'm much more expensive than gold. You'll swindle your mother, and just for a buck, you'll turn into something vile and corrupt. You'll mug and you'll steal from my narcotic charm, and feel contentment when I'm in your arms. The day when you realize the monster you've grown, you'll solemnly promise to leave me alone. If you think that you've got the mystical knack, then sweetie, just try getting me off your back. The vomit, the cramps, your gut tatted a knot, the jangling nerves screaming for just one more shot. The hot chills, the cold sweat, the withdrawal pains can only be saved by my little white grains. There's no other way, and there's no need to look, for deep down inside, you will know you are hooked. You'll desperately run to the pusher, and then you'll welcome me back to your arms once again. And when you return, just as I foretold, I know that you'll give me your body and soul. You'll give up your morals, your conscience, your heart, and you will be mine until death do us part. So now, little man.
Mrs. Murphy couldn't sleep. Her nerves were slightly off the beat until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a cupful most every night, and ooh, how she would dream, until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream. Ow! Who put the bands of dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't bad. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all real, Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, ooh, put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine. Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. Says the Benzedrine's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. This is the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called "Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls?" I don't know. She bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never, never been so happy since she left old Ireland, till someone prowled her pantry, sure, and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's old tea? Sure was a shame, but who's to blame? 'Cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin, and all she says is give me some skin. Mop, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the Benzedrine's a thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, give it.
Oh, you people like to smoke a little dope. Got some information, gonna put you on the that feel that I make you
make you fall in love.
Now I've been working down in my workshop.
Cross. It said THC.
without feedback noise. Life now controlled, controlled by the beast. Life now controlled, controlled by the beast. Life now controlled, controlled by the beast. We arrested Jesus, but then he was crucified, and up on the cross, it said THC. Take this, my blood is THC. I can't remember anything. The police say I've been smoking angel dust. My parents are watching television, and I came downstairs and murdered them.
I look out at the world through sightless eyes. I think with a senseless brain. I sail a sea of hopelessness upon a ship of pain. I walk life's streets on aimless feet and reach out cold white hands. I answer questions people ask, but no one understands. I talk in mindless riddles and I search to find life's key. I steal to keep my need alive as it devours me. But I've paid the price of wealth and boredom with a life that was given me. I live in a house on Nowhere Street in a town called LSD.
Take nine. Now, because of this nonsense with the audio, I have to do this thing over and over and over again. I've been talking to myself in this room for 2 hours now. This is not fun. This is not what I signed up for. However, we will persevere. We started with Abner J, and that was Cocaine. Abner was an old folk singer. From the South somewhere, I guess, eh? And he's had a couple albums out, and he's got a very interesting style and delivery, and I like his stuff a lot. So, for you, we heard from the National Lampoon and Cocaine. I think that was from Lemmings. I can't be 100% sure, because I forgot to write it down. I forgot to notice in the first place. I think all this time I've been spending, I would have thought of that. No. We heard from Champion Jack Dupree, the Junkers Blues, followed by Gloria Kirkpatrick and Miss Heroine. Don't like that laugh. Harry the Hipster Gibson after that. Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Give Me the Drugs was their Deltas. Yeah, Give Me the Drugs. Followed by Paraphernalia. That was Peter Stample and the Bottle Caps. Peter was a member of the Fugs there for a while. The Rivingtons and Love Pill. They were the guys responsible for Papa Oomau Mau. Remember that one? Of course you do. And then, let's see, THC was Institute of Pain, a kind of an incredible simulation, as it were. Following that was Stu Mitchell with Acid, and then this guy got up and tried to talk and read a playlist, and it didn't go too well. So, like I say, I've been doing this all afternoon, and it really sounds awful, and I'm just going to probably push one through on you. I am so sorry. This is not what I had in mind. But this is what happens. This is what happens. Anyway, I have two more for you, and we will be back next week with something else completely different, I suppose. And I'm going to really see what I can do about fixing this problem, because I can't be doing this over and over and over again. I have other things to do, like shovel my walk, the 5 inches of snow we got yesterday. Just saying. Anyway, please have a good week. May all your audio inputs be desirable. How's that sound? All right. See you then.
At 17, I knew too much to listen to the wise. The world of hippies beckoned, and I joined the rebels' cries that said, tune in, turn on, drop out, see how free you'll be. Now I'm an abject slave. What they said would set me free. My God, my eager hopes and dreams have wound up on the shelf, and I'm no good to anyone, least of all myself. In this mad dream to find myself in pot and LSD, I'm shackled beyond hope to what they said would set me free. My life's become a living hell. I beg and rob and steal. Somehow I can no longer tell the fancy from the real. I may have killed, I just don't know. A soul gone blind can't see. A heartless, mindless slave to what will never set me free. I sometimes think I feel my mother's warm and loving hand come through a psychedelic fog, but like the rest, it's sham. I'm in a world of mescaline and pot and LSD, and link by link it's forged a chain that's made a slave of me. The devil's strumming on my nerves, and fires within me rage. My tortured mind so gone I can't recall for sure my age. I think I'm 22. I know I won't reach 23. But hell can be no worse than what is made a slave of me.
Shooting, and the brain that was was falling and still coming down. I'm a coming down. I'm a coming down. I awakened in a pit of ashes, in despair where the lids were swollen. The heart that was pounding and writhing, and ears where the sounds were screaming, and the mind that was ashen and still. Cocaine, cocaine, I'm a coming down, I'm a coming down. I said hello to that grief bird. Hello, grief bird, what's happening? Ashes, pits of ashes. Hello, grief bird. Ashes, pits of ashes. Ashes, ashes and screams, ashes. Ashes and shrieks, ashes. Ashes and grieving, ashes and moaning. Eyes with a vision of torture, fright with a feeling for death. Coming down, I'm a coming down, I'm a coming down. What's happening? Ashes, pits of ashes. Hello, grief bird. Ashes, pits of ashes. Ashes, ashes and screams, ashes. Ashes and shrieks, ashes. Ashes and grieving, ashes and moaning. Eyes with a vision of torture.